This is Pleasure and Savagery, podcast written by Tracy A. Hanna, performed by Don Johnson and Elizabeth Fite, dramatized audio produced by HeatAudiobooks.com. We hope you like it. Pleasure and Savagery, Chapter 1, Episode 4. Then a third angel appeared, a dark raven-haired boy angel. This one, the angel of the anal lust. He appeared behind Terra and licked deep into her ear with his warm, wet, pointed tongue as he spoke his carnal temptations to her. Oh, Terra, remember me? Remember what you learned from your Catholic girlfriends about that other hole, the hole right next to your vagina? It's not sex if a boy fucks you in that hole. Your boyfriend can have all the funny ones, and you're still a virgin. Who knew?
Oh, yes, Daddy, please. Yes, it's not a sin, Daddy. I want you to.
The dark demon boy continued to whisper into Terra's ear. He said, when a boy takes you from behind and slips his hard dick into your hole that shall not be named, but feels so good, as long as it's not your vagina, it's not sex. And if it's not sex, then it's not a sin. And if it's not a sin, then have all the fun you want, Terra. And it feels so good. The dark demon boy continued to whisper into Terra's ear. He said, oh, that's right, Terra. Sweet virgin girl, you want him. So spread your legs wide, stand on your tippy toes, and push out your naked ass to the boy, up into his face. Make him look at your other pink hole. Pinch your asshole and make your star twinkle for your boy. Make him want to touch it and finger it and push his fingers up into it to stretch you and get your tight pink hole ready for his hard, thick manhood. And you can let him fuck your hole, fuck it all he wants, fuck it all you want. Remember, Terra, after you were told by the older Catholic girls at church about this other way to fuck, to let the nasty boys, the boys you love, to let love you fuck your butt, and now they all could fuck you all you wanted, and you would still be a virgin. Oh, and I remember when that pretty gold crucifix necklace you used to wear around your pretty neck, because you were a good Catholic teenage girl. Remember the way it would dangle so temptingly and bang between your bouncing naked breasts as your boyfriends would force you totally naked to rock back and forth, as they would deep fuck your small butt. Remember, Terra? Oh, good times. Those boys loved you, Terra. Well, their cocks loved you. Maybe Charles's cock would love you more, too. Make him fuck you like a boy, Terra. Make him fuck you like a virgin. Make him fuck your butt. Fuck your butt. Oh, and Charles? Oh, we'll love you for it. That's what you want, isn't it? Terra listened to the carnal temptations of the anal dark angel and smiled. Charlie smiled too. But all the dark angels, the dark patron saints of each of her three holes, now all wanted to get some attentions and tease their carnal temptations. And soon, Terra wanted all three of her holes to be stretched and pounded and filled.
Oh, may make him take you. All of you, sit on him. Why not? Fuck Charlie like Philip wanted. Like your very life depended on it.
Oh, suck him. Fuck Philip. Philip was wrong, Tara.
Fuck Charlie like a common whore. Like Philip is watching. Philip was wrong.
Prove it to yourself. Prove it to Charlie. Prove it now.
Oh, diary.
Tara felt the wet warmth grow between her thighs. Oh, the pleasure of it as the demons tempted her. She looked over at the little white leather diary sitting on the kitchen counter. She mumbled in confusion.
Oh, diary, what should I do?
I'm here, Tara. I'm here for you, baby girl. Oh, yes. It was time for me to put in my 2 cents and push my baby girl over the edge and release her inhibitions. Tara, listen to your angels. They speak from your heart what you cannot. They are telling you what you can't speak for yourself. Listen, learn, love, enjoy what is right in front of you, Tara. Take him. Oh, fuck him. Let him love you like you want.
But diary.
Tara, you're still fucking horny. I was trying to tell her. From being left high and dry yesterday by Philip. Are you not?
Yes, diary.
Well, Philip is your ex now. You've learned. And you've grown in your sexuality. And now Charles is back. He's your boyfriend again. Oh, he will be. He wants you back, Tara. He wants to fuck you again. Pleasure yourself with Charlie, Tara. Stretch yourself and fill all your holes with Charlie. All the way, in every way, Tara. With an old boyfriend who's returned to you and wants you.
But, diary?
You want that, don't you, Tara? Tara, this time, make him come on you. Make him come on you like you like, so you can show him off.
Come on me? Yes.
And walk around with your boyfriend's seed dripping from your face. Dripping from your mouth and down onto your hard nipples. You want that, don't you, Tara? To show off your love for your boyfriend?
Yes.
You need to be fucked, Tara. You wrote about how much you loved him fucking you in your diary between my many pages right here, remember? It says here, Charles could definitely give a good dick and down. It says it right here, Tara.
Oh, I believe you, diary.
Oh, you wrote it several times. Would you like me to give you the exact dates when he filled you and you felt so much pleasure from Charlie? You couldn't wait to write it down in my pages, page after page of descriptions, and tell me all about how great it felt when Charlie fucked you. Shall I read some of the entries back to you, Tara? I can. They're right here. Let's take a look, shall we?
Oh yes, diary. Oh, I remember what I wrote. What I did. Oh yes.
Well, then you remember how delicious fucking him was, don't you? Go on, Tara. Slay that giant, I said, and cheered my baby girl on to get Charlie to fuck her like he wanted, any way he wanted. All the ways my baby girl wants.
Come on with it, Charles. Oh, yes.
Oh, but that's all she could utter. She was breathing so hard and so fast now, as her mind was remembering him filling her.
Yes.
That's right, Tara. You remember. You remember your pussy getting hard and wet just thinking about getting some hard dick again. Isn't that right, Tara? Well, then, fuck him. Fuck him right now. He's right there. Feel yourself with him, Tara, and then fill my pages with your memories of your wanting pleasures.
Oh, yes, diary.
It was almost as if Charles became clairvoyant in that moment. In her bare feet, Tara padded over to the spot in the kitchen Charlie had pointed to against the wall. She placed both of her hands flat on the wall above her shoulders. Then she spread her legs for him. Standing naked against the wall, she looked back over her shoulder, looked up into Charlie's eyes, her naked body before him, and she said,
"Come on, baby. Come on with it, Charles."
Tara kept her eyes focused on him. She felt bold and brazen.
"And bring a chair over here with you, so that I can prop my leg up on it for you."
Oh, quit playing, Tara. Charles was shocked, yet excited. "Don't back down now, Tara. Remember all those times after a date, Tara, when you ended up laying alone in your cold bed, and how you wished too late you had let that hot boy fuck you the way he wanted to, but thought you needed to be a nice girl. Remember? Well, don't do it."
"Yes, diary, it was a mistake."
"You sure about this, Tara?"
"Diary, yes, but..."
"What? No, prove it to me, Tara. Show me Philip was wrong."
"Oh, fucking yes, diary. Oh, fucking yes."
"Ooh, yeah, that's my girl. Show him now. Show him your vulnerability, Tara. Show him everything." Tara half-lidded her eyes demurely and let her mouth fall open before she spoke.
"Yes, Charles. Please, I want you. I want to be taught firsthand by you. I want to learn from you, a man I trust."
With her leg up on the chair, looking back over her shoulder at Charles behind her, she said,
"I don't want to watch other people fuck. I want you to fuck me the way I want to be fucked. Are you hard for me?"
Looking at Charles, Tara let her mouth fall open as she lifted and stretched her ass cheek to expose and present both her needy holes.
"I'm all yours."
All three of her dark angels were smiling with glee.
"Oh, please fuck me."
With lust-filled eyes, Tara raised her hands and spanked her ass with a hard smack, leaving a red mark. She arched her back and said,
"Come get this ass, Charles. The condoms are in the cookie jar."
Charles did as instructed. He got a condom and stretched it over his massive manhood. Rock hard, he stepped up behind his ex-girlfriend, soon to be his girlfriend again, and caressed her firm ass and spanked her again as he kissed her lips, her slender waist, her full round breasts, as his erection bounced bigger than ball between her thighs. But he did not enter her, not yet. Oh no, Tara, this is not going to be that simple, quick, nor that fucking easy. Charles reached down and slid a hand up between her thighs, pressing the butt of his hand up into Tara's warm, wet core. His eyes rolled back and helplessly closed as he held himself still. Silently, the pleasure of her wanting flesh reverberated throughout his body and soul. The heat of her sex filled the palm of his hand. It was all he could do to regain control of his senses. Oh. Charles stood behind Tara and stroked her folds, slid fingers up to play with her clitoris, then slid back all the way up a crack to play with her anus, his now wet thumb pressing slowly up into her asshole. His other hand reached all the way around her leg as he pushed his fingers into her warm, wet entrance, all the while telling her, "Oh, Tara, your pussy is already wet, which tells me that you want sex, but not necessarily with me." Before Tara could utter a word or make a move in protest, Charles pushed his body against her back, pressing her body between him and the wall. With his hard, full manhood bouncing between her legs, he whispered in her ear, "This is going to be lesson number one, Tara. You must convince me that you really want me. Do something other than posing there naked."
Oh, what, Diary? What should I do?
Don't let him get away, Tara. What you should do, what you need to do, is make him want you, Tara, by showing him that you want him and only him. Well, at least make him feel that way.
Diary, how? Tell me. What should I do? Help me.
Tara, you need to be looking up into his eyes, girl, as you calm all over his dick. Let him witness you fully satiate your desires on him. Not just you. Get that dick. Take that dick. Make him give it all to you, Tara, now. Tara's eyes darted over to her trusted diary on the table, and with a quick nod, she acknowledged and accepted my challenge. Within that very instant, she refocused on Charles, doubled down, and pushed her ass back up into him, forcing his thumb to slide up into her anus fully.
I do not see the problem. Oh, what's wrong, Charles? You have a beautiful woman with a hot, wet pussy standing spread eagle up against the kitchen wall, waiting naked for you. What more do you want? Do you need your cock sucked first or after?
Oh, yes, lovely thought, Tara, but no, that's not what I need.
Oh, Diary. Oh, this man sounds so sexy. Oh, I can feel his raspy baritone voice vibrating all over my body.
Tara, make this about Charles, about him, not just the sex, as much as it really is, but, you know, you need to tell him something he wants to hear. Tell him now. Tell him what he wants to hear.
Charles. Oh, I need you, Charles. Oh, work my pussy, baby. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, deeper. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, that's better, Tara. That's a lot better. Oh, yes. More like that. Giles whispered into her ear and could finally see that she had her eyes fully open and focused like a laser beam on his eyes.
Oh, Oh, I love the way you fuck me, Charles. You feel so good inside me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, yes. More like that, Tara. Oh, that's working. Talk to me more like that. Tell me everything you're thinking. What you want from me. Me, Tara. What are you feeling about me right now?
Oh, I'm feeling you. Fingering me, baby. I'm thinking I need... more. Oh, a finger in each hole. Oh, gliding in and out. And in and out. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck me deeper. Oh.
Fuck yes, that's my girl. Tell me more like that, just like that. What do you want me to do, Tara? What do you want me to do to you?
Ooh, now make it. Two fingers in each hole. Oh, yes.
This has been Pleasure and Savagery. Podcast written by Tracy A. Hanna. Performed by Dom Johnson and Elizabeth Bite. Music and sound effects used under license from Epidemic Sound. Tell Daddy thank you. And stay tuned for the next episode. Keep your lights low while you listen to more sexy podcasts from Cupid's Foreplay.